As we head into the middle of this week, we continue our Better Best series, comparing well-known believers in the Bible with Jesus. So far, we've looked at Noah and then Abraham, but today we're advancing 76 years after Abraham died to a great-grandson of Abraham, one of Jacob's children, Joseph. Now, boys and girls, you no doubt have heard the history of Joseph's life, how God gave him a true faith, the same faith that he gave to Noah and Abraham. But that faith in Joseph's life showed itself in some pretty unique ways. We'll see that as great as Joseph's trust in God was, however, Jesus' trust was even greater each time and in every situation, saying what he knew. From what we read in the Bible, Jacob had a special love for Joseph, his son, probably because he had a special love for Joseph's mother, Rachel, and because Joseph was born when Jacob was a bit older. Now, it's wonderful when parents love their children, but they should. But it's not a good thing when a father loves one child more than the rest, even if that one child is especially well-behaved. But that's what happened, and as you might expect, it made Joseph's brothers quite jealous of him. But Joseph didn't help matters any by saying things that came to his mind, even when sharing them would tempt his brothers to be even more jealous of him. So, for example, you remember how Joseph told his father when his brothers were misbehaving. Joseph told his brothers about a dream he had when they would all at some time in the future be bowing down to him, even though he was younger than them. He told them a similar dream, and he included his father, and that dream suggested they would all be bowing down to him someday. Now, children, it's not always a good idea to say everything that comes to our mind, especially when we know what we're going to say would tempt others to feel hurt or to become bitter. Joseph was being honest, but whether it was necessary or wise for him to say all that he did, that's another story. But now what about Jesus? Every single thing Jesus said was not only true, but perfectly wise and always appropriate. He spoke kindness to sinners who needed salvation. He spoke correction to proud leaders who sinfully opposed him. But even more, Jesus brought the word of God to this world, saying at one point that what he heard from his heavenly Father, he spoke to those who were listening to him, words of salvation. So Joseph was honest, but not always wise. Jesus was both, always, living what he believed. Boys and girls, how would you like it if your brother or sister or friends threw you in an empty pit and later sold you to total strangers as a slave, never thinking to see you again? That sounds shocking, but that's exactly what happened to Joseph. But when Joseph ended up a servant in Egypt, he served his Egyptian master faithfully. Why did he do that? Because he trusted in God and wanted to please him. He couldn't complain, even though maybe he might have. He didn't lash out in anger, but he didn't. Instead, he faithfully served his new master and was shown favor for doing so. God greatly blessed his work. When Joseph was lied about by his master's wife, which made him end up in prison, we don't read that he complained or got angry then either. No, he went to work for the man in charge of the prison, and again the Lord blessed his work, and Joseph had the man in charge's favor there too in prison. How could Joseph respond in these ways? Well, you see, Joseph's faith in God did not fail, even though everything seemed to go against him, and for unjust reasons. We would say that Joseph's faith was strong. He had a very strong faith. Now, think about Jesus. Think about how he was treated. He is God who became a man. That's already remarkable. Then he came to earth not to destroy the enemies of God, but to save them, even when they didn't want to be saved. He suffered his whole life because he was perfect and everything around him had been broken by our sin. Every person around him was a sinner, an enemy of his heavenly Father, unless that sinner was saved by his grace and power. You would think that God made man, Jesus, coming into the world, would be greeted with joy and thankfulness. But for the most part, it was just the opposite. His enemies actually killed him. Now, how could Joseph know Jesus, go on day by day knowing this would be? Jesus' faith, you see, was totally solid, always. It was always perfect. His trust in what his Father sent him to do was complete. His faith never disappeared. It continued his whole life long. Joseph was a remarkable man of faith. Jesus is the most faithful. Joseph the Savior. I'm guessing your favorite part of Joseph's history, children, was when Joseph made himself known to his brothers, right? Yeah, it's true, he treated them roughly at first, not to hurt them, but for their own good. For Joseph knew that if they never repented of their sins, including their sins against him, they would perish in hell forever. They would never know the forgiveness of God. Joseph really planned on saving his brothers, not hurting them. And that was so kind of him, especially considering how terrible his brothers had treated him so many years before. Joseph had so much power, being second in command in Egypt, that he could easily have destroyed his brothers. But instead, he saved them, and all their families as well. He fed them and gave them a place to live. But as kind as that was of Joseph, compare that with Jesus. Jesus didn't come to keep people well fed and to keep them alive physically. He did help a lot of people with their physical problems. But even though Joseph had to work hard to save Israel and the Egyptians, he didn't have to die or suffer hell to do that. Jesus, as Savior, was so much, ever so much greater than Joseph. Jesus lived a perfect life and yet gave himself as a sacrifice to his very death so that spiritual enemies could be changed to friends, lost people saved from their sins. People who are dead spiritually, saved from spiritual death and eternal death in hell. Remember better best? Who was better and who was best? Was it Joseph or Jesus? Well, that's easy, right? God's grace made Joseph a truly great, a truly remarkable man, but Joseph did not even come close to being all that Jesus was and still is. Joseph was second in command over all the land of Egypt. Jesus is in command of all creation. Everything and everyone is under Jesus' authority. Joseph was a good son of Jacob. Jesus is the eternal Son of God. Joseph is better than most. Jesus is best of all.